And I invite for the children forward for a brief children's message. Come on down. Good morning, everyone. Good to see you guys. Good start to school. We're about a month in or so, a little less than a month, I guess. Good start so far? Yeah? I'm glad to hear that. Well, one of the first things you do, I kind of had just a simple thought to share with you today. You know, one of the first things you do when you go back to school is you get name tags. Did you guys get name tags at all? No? Nothing on your desk or anything? Maybe a desk, a name that you have there? Yeah? Why do you think it's important to have name tags? What do you think? Why is it important to have name tags? Janie? So people know your name. It's not good to go up to someone and say, "Hey, you." Would someone like that? You wouldn't like that either, would you? So you wear a name tag, or you have something on your desk that has your name so that other people can call you by that name. So here's a question for you. Do you have a name tag that you wear to church? Do you guys have like a little name tag? You put it on, I'm coming to church, I got my Sunday clothes on, I better put my name tag on. No? How come? Does God need to have you wear a name tag? Think about that. You know, in the very beginning of the Bible, there's this little time when Moses is out by a burning bush, maybe you remember this, and he's standing with his flock, and from the middle of that, the middle of the burning bush, God calls out Moses' name. He says, "Moses, Moses." Do you think Moses had a name tag on? He didn't. Isn't that crazy? No name tag. Here's another story. Luke chapter 19. Jesus is walking in a little town called Jericho. Have you heard of Jericho? Yeah? Now Jesus is walking down Jericho and he sees a wee little man up in a tree. Jesus says, "Zacchaeus, come on down. I want to have dinner over at your house." Isn't that wild? Jesus said, "I'm going to come over and have dinner at your house." Do you think Zacchaeus had a name tag for Jesus? You don't think so? Okay. Wow, that's crazy. Here's another story. A little boy, maybe your age, Kian. His name is Samuel. And when he sleeps at night, a little voice goes like this, "Samuel, Samuel." And it happens three times. Samuel finally figures out that it's from the Lord. Do you think Samuel had on a name tag on his pajamas? He didn't. This is an important lesson for you guys to know. God doesn't need a name tag. He knew your name even before you were born. And here's another good thing to remember here today, too, with Samuel. God calls not just adults. You don't have to be 40 or 50 years old. God calls children to go to work for him. That's what he did with little Samuel. So have your ears listening for God to call you
to go and serve him. And know that you never need to wear a name tag at church or in this world. God knows your name. Thanks for coming up this morning.
Let's rise as we hear the gospel lesson. The gospel comes from Matthew chapter 21.